Hey, it's very easy. Now, about what topic I'm talking today? Well, you will come to know. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. I hope you all are fine and taking a very, very good care of yourself. Well, in this month, I'm very excited about old episodes as they are taking me back to those days which are very dear to me. Not only me, but you too must be having the same kind of feeling which I am having right now. Well, today the third of the subject is science. And it is saying it's very easy. The good thing about the science is that it's true, whether or not you believe in it. It's right. And have you ever tried balancing the equation? Oh, well, I loved to do all those things related to science. Especially, I do remember that the diagrams in biology were something which I used to admire a lot. I used to have a lot of interest in making the labeled diagrams. Well, today I will be talking about a brief history of science. Science is something which is related to logic, isn't it? Everything is there. It has been invented, it has been created, or it has been found, whatever. And that is why all these kind of inventions make the subject very, very different from all other subjects. And children, today I will be telling you about the brief history of the subject. I always had an interest in the subject. So that is why let me take you back to this subject. Right? Humankind has always been inquisitive, needing to understand why things behave in a certain way and trying to link observation with prediction. For example, since prehistoric times, we have observed the heavens and tried to make sense of seasonal changes in the position of sun, moon and stars. In about 4000 BC, the Mesopotamians tried to explain their observations by suggesting that the earth was at the center of the universe and that the other heavenly bodies moved around it. Humans have always been interested in the nature and the origin of this universe, and all this topic is related to only this subject, science. Science has been made over thousands of years by the people from a diversity of cultural traditions, right? Activities such as experiment originated in Renaissance pharmacies, okay, kitchens and the artisan workshops. Evolution theory drew on sources ranging from sheep breeding to the economics of human population. The history of the subject itself developed as a discipline in Europe and North America during late 19th century. Right? So let me tell you all that historians of science do not simply chronicle progress towards the present, but they do search for the origins of one size fits of all scientific method. Well, the interest related to this subject can only be developed when you will try to make notes, yes, handmade notes, when you will apply your learnings only then you will develop an interest. It's not that just reading the subject will help you to solve all the problems related to this, right? You need to apply your knowledge. Get away from your phone, okay? Whatever causes most distraction is your phone. So you need to have some kind of distance with the phone. Make detailed plans for detailed notes, right? And while reading the subject, you have to keep one thing in mind, that it increases our fundamental knowledge, especially how this universe functions. So you have to understand the logic behind existence of everything, and that is science. In the last episode, I have talked a lot about social science, and today I have given you a brief idea about science. But the most important thing is that science needs your intellect, your intellectual thinking, how you think in a logical way with very apt reasoning. And if you have such kind of skill, you can go for the science. I have seen many parents, they always decide the future of a child, especially their child, that in 12th, in grade 12, he or she will definitely take science, or he or she should take science. Well, dear all, it's not that. It's not that you have to decide the destiny of your child at that age. Let the child decide what he or she wants, what kind of curiosity he or she is having, right? And stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep learning.